Well, good day, good evening, good morning, wherever you're listening from. This is ET First Contact Radio with Maarten Horst, transmitting live on BBS Radio Station 1. I bring you every week, or actually three times a week, the latest galactic news. And I have an extraordinary guest tonight. She has been on the show before, and she has always amazing stories to tell. Her name is Miranda Plusser, and Miranda, I want to heartfully welcome you to the show.
Ciao, everybody.
It is good to have you again as a guest, Miranda, because I know that you have such unique information to share, and you are so unique, and that's why I'm very happy to have you on the show again.
Yeah, so, Madame Messia, I wanted to announce Aquarius Age.
Yes.
Yes.
You have told me before the show that you have new information about the Aquarian Age, and that you had some very interesting dreams about it. So I will let you just explain to the listeners what you have seen and what you know, okay?
Well, just it's amazing experience of feeling so precisely and with the right timing and being ready to receive it. Shift of frequency. We're really on to another octave, and we're shifted and we're purified. So everybody that have done this interior work, which was hard and painful, and they solved their karmic problems, now they can feel totally free and empty and enlightened and enhanced and peaceful and lovely. This is what I was wishing for in the previous interview, and now I feel like we are there.
Well, I must tell you, I feel it too. I feel we are there. We have arrived in the new age of the golden age.
And so because I am as the shaman, I'm also testing myself. So I requested, and I've been awaiting of this precise sign that we are really entering Aquarius Age, that it's really like, let's say, new golden age starting. Because Mayans, they at certain point stopped the calendar to then start it at certain moment, and this moment had occurred like really recently. And that all came together with Storm Ramesson.
Yes.
Which was for me really one of the most beautiful storms to shift with, to be connected with, to be merged with. And that they really bring me informations that I awaited for. And confirming to me that all that I have dreamt before and all my visions and all my trances and informations I am receiving, they are not just tripping pieces of crazy haiku, but these are really true informations. And then how I am busy with calculating these signatures. Yes, the signatures of mine are also confirming. And so the Aquarius Age started with a new round of Tzolk'in Mayan calendar, which is a day of Imix, the holy dragon, the Imix Ma, the womb of creation, the female starter, because we are now with Aquarius Age in Matriarchat, you see. So that feminine energy, the mother of cosmos, is overpowering that beautiful and exciting male energy, which is really smaller, you see. So the male can grow in a woman, but woman is always, even in avatars, bigger, you know. It's like when you see a couple in a storm or in clouds formation, woman is always smaller. Is more condensed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miranda, can you
And there
can
is,
you
yeah, and there is no power guy in between these essences in cosmos.
Miranda,
so
can you
I,
yeah, the volume of your speaker is a bit or use headphones. Okay.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. But we don't want to have an echo.
No, but because I hear you not so well now, but okay, let's continue.
Yes, go on.
So, yeah, so maybe you have another question.
Well, tell me about your dreams. What have they shown you?
You know, my dreams have been recently really apocalyptical, but in the sense of being really on the ground here.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of cataclysms that I have seen, and they are going to probably really soon manifest, because we are already in these cycles, and that we are already in these cycles that I am feeling must come, because the dreams are coming so realistic, and there is this experience of such a typhoon or hurricane that you really can't stand, and then the earth starts to really shake, and that feeling of her being before that moment is really heavy. But before, as I've seen like more massive catastrophes, I always walk already etherically on it, so it doesn't bother me, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And now it was, well, it's like the moment of death, that it's so intense, and then you just lose consciousness. So it doesn't bother you either.
What can you,
yeah,
can you
well,
describe the images you saw in your dreams?
Can I what?
Can you describe the cataclysms that you have seen in your dreams?
Ah, well, these are all these cataclysms that you already heard about, or the more really the huge ones that are going to come there. These are all tsunamis. These are all tsunamis, and really, you know, one day Russia will be underwater. So
Russia?
Putin can, yeah, so Putin can make his circus for some time, but Russia will be the first one to be totally under the water, you know. And then all the islands, they are also going to be under the water. And actually storms are now balancing the movements of the earth and of circulation of geomagnetic storms and solar storms hitting. Because if there were not storms now, you know, you could have maybe already a couple of tsunamis, for example. So storms are not, they are dangerous for people on the islands, but they are also already saying to all the people on the islands, please like move away, you know, evacuate, because these islands are not going to exist any longer in a maybe really short time, you see.
Mm-hmm.
With Japan, for example, according to my dreams, there be might be some miraculous situation, like they are really well positioned for the pole shift, and this whole continent can kind of drift well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like all Pacific Ring of Fire, all the coasts, all the islands, they should be already evacuated, and people should, you know, now start to understand that they have to be peaceful with each other, and then they have to share.
Mm-hmm.
Because this consumption craziness and idiotism that is possessing and consuming, digesting, is shitting out, fucking out people, you know, that if they continue so, then there will be a war. And then they again will need to start to learn to share and protect each other and face the worst tragedies and the worst thing that the human can commit, you know? such a brutality and bestiality, and this is happening today, and we have epidemias and so on, and then we have really starting seriously pole shift. So it's really just up to humans, because there is enough of humans on all the world. If they will really want a peace, they can really manifest it. Okay, all Earth is militarized, and yeah, we have these crazy, dangerous assholes everywhere, you know, with guns. But it's time for human to awake now.
Yes. Are there also positive scenarios if enough people awake, Miranda?
I have a feeling that today I had this feeling. That if we really, as extraterrestrials, and let's say as this galactic federation, you know, for the people that believe in these terms, or sit on this spiral with extraterrestrials chatting. So if, and we could, and if we wanted to make it really smooth for people, yes, you see, so we would slowly, like, rain, but strongly, because it's necessary on these islands to give people time to understand it's time to die or time to move away and try to survive a little bit longer, you know, to rain instead of really heavy wall of tsunami which kill you in 1 second. But this will be not escapable, you know, to give even more time to some people to awake, to purify the aura, to leave this material, whatever, you know.
So, in your view, Miranda, is there also a positive outcome?
Excuse me?
In your view, is there also a positive outcome for humanity? Is it possible?
Yeah, but what kind of humanity are you talking about, you know? It's like, you cannot survive in this form, you know? This form, this 3D flesh bones, blood and stuff, this form is going to disappear. So what chance for humanity? There is chance for every soul. There is chance for every soul to rise and connect to another dimension, you see. But mm-hmm. to connect to another dimension, you need to disconnect with this dimension. And the mm-hmm. whole game is about it, how far you can disconnect with this dimension, because to disconnect with this dimension, first of all, you need to disconnect from your karma, you know. And then you need to make your fluid, so this electric water which circulates in you, and this is connected to your spirit, to vibrate so steadily and beautifully, lovingly, so that you are undisturbable.
Okay, so Miranda, I understand that you also are doing Mayan rituals with cards, and you also actually help people as a therapist.
You know what? Recently, when I am with people, they tell me that the pain stops, or that they feel really relaxed and nice. We're like children. And they start to tell about their dreams and stuff. So, yes, and of course I do these rituals. I did ritual just before our show, and I do it with my Mayan cards, and they are... I really love to work with them, you know? They are really powerful.
Yes. And if people want to have...
Wait, because I don't... You know, people, they don't want to have sessions because they don't understand, you know? It's like people are still not ready. And this is really the last moment that I can do something like this for people, because maybe I will have no time, because I will need to do for the Earth and all this war stuff that is going on, and storms that are here, and there is not enough shamans to navigate them, and I have to be connected to few storms at the same time and doing my life as a human and couple of rituals every day, and then calculations, you know, of signatures of people around me, because I need to catalog it so I know who is passing, let's say, with me, you know. And so we got also a new Mayan card, because we are in Aquarius age, and so the storm Ramasan, which was a Kalima storm and all goddesses formation, and inaugurated a new Mayan year and Aquarius age. Yeah, she's a new card, you know, and same time I got visions about expanded numerology system, same as expanded Mayan signatures reading. So all these informations, like, it came to me just at once and all together synchronized, you see. And then the Mayan year started with this rhythmic white magician that I am. So I really steadily vibrate to balance many things on Earth. And yeah, if people are interested to clean their auras or cut off karma really quickly because there is no more time, I can do it. But they must be really serious and they really want it, and then they will pay for that, you know? Or if they want to know about the signatures, yes, they can contact me, because I really can tell them. But it takes my time, so people need to really want and be ready. And it's urgent now.
Yes, it's very urgent. So how can people contact you, Miranda?
Through 6IX Misoko. Yes, or through Pluserism or Miranda Pluser. If they Google me, they should find. But surely 6IX Misoko is made for that purpose.
Yes, can you spell it out?
No. I promised myself not to spell anything in public.
Okay. And no, not to spell, but to spell your website.
No spell. No, it's the same word.
Okay, but so your name is Miranda Plusser, Plusser, and you are on Facebook, where people can find you?
Yes. Yes, they can find me on Facebook. They can find me. If they really want, they can find me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
So what do you think about the situation in Russia and Ukraine? What is really happening there in your view?
Yeah, again, Martin, I have to tell you, I don't want to go into politics because it really stinks. And as oceans are already really nicely cleaned, and makes me more pleasure to storm and look at the pictures. These monsters are almost gone. The monsters and humans are not gone. And they are crazy. This is why I say we are like shifting vibrations, and we are on another octave, and where is the silence? And the others are just going wild, dangerous, nasty, on the very low spirits. You see.
So what are hydro reptilians?
These are reptilians in human's body.
Hydro reptilians, but I remember you said in the last
interview.
Listen,
Martin. Hydro reptilians live in oceans, right? And these are four-dimensional. Post dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what is their connection with storms?
The connection is that the storm is cleaning this ugliness. Mm-hmm. What is the connection? We don't want this type of connections, but we had to take it out. And if there is still something, will be always taken out.
So, what is your prognosis for the months of August, September, October? What do you see will happen to the Earth?
I think it will be just becoming more and more busy. You see, so the weather will be wilder, and the disease will not stop. We will have more and more weather anomalies, and cold, and heat, and rain, and storms, hurricanes, typhoons, eruption of volcanoes, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, these people also will not stop to provoke on Earth, so to provoke World War III, you know. So it will be getting more and more intense, and so humans will start to be more and more afraid, and then they will seek really for spiritual nirvana and recognition and enlightenment. And you know, sometimes when people are close to death, they start to realize, they start to feel their heart, they are becoming more gentle and more loving and more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that this all will trigger something, you see? Because whether you connect to this beauty, which is unquestionable and more manifesting all around, so whether you click on this or you will be suffering. Nobody likes pain and suffer, I suppose, or we have such a perverts on Earth.
Well, I myself believe in the good outcome, and I believe in love and unconditional love, and I believe that humanity is awakening and that we can transform this dark reality into a light reality, and that we can also defeat the dark ones who are creating the wars and who are telling the lies on the television.
They must die. They simply must die. And they will die, you know. Yeah. I represent, Kalima, and we are not afraid to say about extermination of some ugliness,
mm-hmm,
from fourth dimension and third dimension. So
some Illuminati factions have been controlling humanity for 20,000 years.
All of this we know, and they piss us off, and they will be eliminated.
How will they be eliminated, and by whom?
By power of God. God's finger.
Yeah.
Yes, the God's finger struck them straight. Yeah. There.
And do you think that galactics will be involved in this?
Will be involved?
The galactics?
Martin, the galactics are involved all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, but as like other dimensional bodies can operate in their dimension, so there are four-dimensional cleaners, you know, I photograph such, they are not so big, and they have really resemble 3D shape, and they have always like kind of long, it is a cloud, right? But it is how it looks. And they have kind of long sticks, yeah, for the operation, and they clean, they clean chemtrails, and they clean also like clothes for the from maybe ugly orbs or other, you know, reptilians in lowest four dimension. So in this dimension we know how to clean them, but to clean them on Earth dimension you would need to kill them as humans, you see. And we don't want to kill humans, and that's why it's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, no? God, we say in big cameras because it is, it's just like a collection and family of millions of amazing avatars. There is not one God, you know? There is like millions of gods. So when I say God, I think of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we, if we respect the law of God, we should not kill this type of instrument like a body, because it's really too crude, you know. It's painful.
Yes. Miranda, what other messages do you have for the listeners that are important to know right now?
Don't worry about reptilians, they will kill themselves.
And what else?
Believe in your dreams, visions and fantasy. It's Aquarius age is age of really fantasy and your inner world matrix, and this is psychedelic, and then yeah, just drift, you see, just please don't take drugs. This is what I need to say, because I see so many beautiful humans, especially younger generation than me, but also older, abusing drugs like ecstasy, speed, and coke.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really terrible poison. This poison is faking chemically, you know, faking some emotions and states of euphoria, and but it's fake, you know. So the body is getting unbalanced and poisoned. And then if you overdose, body really, because body is stupid, you see. That's why this fluid of spirit has to vibrate there really steadily and purely and with a beautiful own intensity. Otherwise, it can get really disturbed and then overpowered by the body, you know, and mm-hmm. its function. So then body gets really disoriented and disbalanced and start to also get addicted by its stupidity to some euphoric feelings which are fake. And so instead of bringing them along your side by feeling love and, you know, being beautiful to yourself and to other people and doing beautiful things and eating well and healthy and exercising and breathing air and, you know, meditating, you can have these all in intense euphoric feelings naturally. You don't need to take ecstasy to feel better. And this happens to so many young men at the moment too, you know. I am really surprised to see how many young men take ecstasy and how many old men takes cocaine. And this is terrible. Like, these people are faking the auras and fooling themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this damages brain, you know, damages character, and such people cannot be taken as friends or close friends. You know? Because you can't trust to such people. So, mm-hmm. really, and I believe that coke is a reptilian drug. Because mm-hmm. this is a drug for the ego. Only somebody who has ego can like this drug. You know? It makes you really loud, it makes you so narcissistic, it pumps the ego, so it closes a heart chakra, you know? At least ecstasy opens the heart chakra. But, you know, it's like if you really are under pain or something, you can take ecstasy maybe once half a year or once a year and just with the water, never mix these drugs with alcohol, you know. Alcohol, this type of drugs makes such a chemical bomb ugly and aggressive?
Mm-hmm.
No, because it's for me really painful and sorrow to see beautiful people getting gone because of drugs. Yeah, people make more love and more fun and dance more and make more jokes and smoke joints, you know, instead of hard drugs. No. So this is what I had to say.
Mm-hmm. And is there more you have to say on other levels, like what kind of information people should take in on the internet and what information they should not take in?
You know, slowly, I think, don't take any information. You know, yesterday I had a beautiful conversation with my friend, which is aware of everything, but same time, he doesn't want to know anything about this. He just wants to wake up every day and think what beautiful he could do next day and be happy also he is again here and, you know, continue our artwork and making days really nicely busy. And that's it, you know, because I see also that now people start to search internet and more information, and then they get into state of panic and confusion, you see, because we follow these informations since many years. We know what is what, we know also what is fake, you know, and you have a lot of fake informations too. So somebody, I really worry, you know, if somebody has no true filter like I have, and I read a lot of things just from curiosity, you know, what people are up to invent, mm-hmm. and especially in between these new age cycles. Wow, it's really a piece of the theater, you know. So, yeah, I think people should just start to, you know, relax in meditation and cultivate beautiful feelings. Mm-hmm. Try to be as relaxed and meditative and feeling beautiful and pleasurous. And we have to disconnect from mind, you see. So there is nothing we can search more, I think. We know there are extraterrestrials. We know what they say to us, and yeah, they will say again, and some people will channel it, you know. We know there is this, we are in binary solar system, so there is this another sun, and this sun is now positioned at front of our sun, and this is what I needed to say, that now sun is really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
We've been always told that the sun is dangerous and can burn your skin and so on, but now it's extremely dangerous, and can really burn your skin and give you cancer and even burn organs or really kill, you know. This sun now, it's not only our sun. 2 months ago, I photographed a dwarf, a pink star at front of our star. So we are already at this time frame, you see.
Mm-hmm.
People think that nothing happened in 2012, so it's invalid. No. It is a process, and now it's 2014. In 2 years, the other sun moved at front of ours. So all is coming closer. And mm-hmm. how it will take in Earth years, we never know, you see. For example, about a new Mayan card, this one that was representing Storm Ramasan, which was Kalima, which was the third woman in our culture. I mean, the opposite of Eva and so on. I dreamt of it in 2011, so 3 years ago. Now it manifested, you see. Sometimes things in our dimension take time to manifest. But
yes.
we already know by now that we are in Aquarius age, that the other sun dwarfing star is at front of our sun. And that, yeah, earthquakes and storms and volcanoes will be just more and more violent and more frequent. So, yeah, we should stop to now research what is happening, you know, up there and so on, and start to really care about all what is around us, you see, like humans around us and what we are doing, and so that there is not this war happening. So, you know, instead of buying, starting to share with each other. And start to pay more attention to one another to really help to stay in a good vibration, you see? Because we are all getting closer and closer to that. And how much it will take, we don't know. Maybe if we really love each other, you know, this time, you know, they make a time trip with us and we can have even 10 Earth years to enjoy love, for example. But if people will not love each other, they will be, there will be no such wish here and forced to try to postpone something. We already also postponed this all pole shift thing.
So when do you think these pole shifts will happen?
Martin, I just told you that I don't know exactly. And nobody can know. And that's why some people make time predictions and then it's not true. And then there are some skeptics or others that they say, this person is totally wrong because made the wrong prediction. I feel compassionate because you cannot make ideal time frame predictions in our time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, and that's, I observe it really by my dreams, you know, how many years some dreams take to manifest, and some they manifest immediately, you know. And me, I have to also make recognition between time frame of manifestation. Not to confuse myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miranda.
Yes.
Shall we do a little meditation for the listeners to
sense
our positive energy?
Yes, I think so. You know? Because I also would need now for myself a meditation.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to guide the meditation?
You know what I did? And this is what I do often, and especially when I'm a little bit tired or need to concentrate my thoughts or refresh myself really fast.
Miranda, I cannot hear you. You have to
move closer to the mic. Sorry, because I was in my meditation position and I thought you can hear me. So my favorite meditation position, which refreshes me very fast and make me fast concentrate on my thoughts, is by like when you make a Japanese seat and then you go more down like to Sphinx position. It's a Sphinx position. You understand how it may look like?
Yeah.
So you're in the Sphinx position and then you make triangle from your hands. Yes, you use your toes for the base of the pyramid and then you place your third eye on the top of pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So you put your head like this, and so if people are following, if you are ready in this position, I will go now to this position and I will concentrate and generate energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that we feel lovely again,
mm-hmm.
Like we were never talking. No? Okay. Come on. Yes, silence interview is actually the best interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think another interview do with me, it will be just silence and so feeling the energy.
Yes, because it's always energy that's transmitted.
Yes, and then with the words we disturb sometimes the energy. Now, for example, I have no pleasure for any language and any words. That's why this interview was so strangely, because I am really in the mood now not to say any word, maybe make a sound or something. You see, mm-hmm. for this moment, you love music. To hear music or to play music or just stay in silence.
Let's just stay in silence.
Okay.
But Miranda, I want to thank you for this beautiful meditation. It really made me calm.
It made me calm down myself. Now I'm already regenerated again. Yes, and I was thinking that actually we all, young and old, should manifest for peace now. Imagine. Mm-hmm. Yes. There is many of us, you know, and we don't want a war. We don't want this provocation. And look, these are only a couple of really mad, dangerous assholes that are manipulating all of it. And how many beautiful people we are all together, please.
Indeed.
No? And if we really start to be compassionate one another and loving, why not? You see, we are all tired, really. We're all tired of all this stress and tensions and lies, you know?
Indeed.
It's coming time for this peaceful female energy full of trust, so that Madonna and Black Madonna, they don't have any more tears. We're tired of crying, you see? And with this Aquarius age, really some beautiful energy entered, and me, I feel so peaceful, you see? Like, so unserious everything seems here in this 3D. But I am not anymore really sarcastic. I mean, things irritate me, of course. But then I really killed Astrali, you know. I am dangerous. But besides this, yes, you know, it's funny. It's funny, and let's make it really nice, lovely, like a good house party.
Yeah, because we are all so beautiful as human beings, and we can make this world a beautiful place. And I know that so many people are already doing this.
And we are all liberating, and let's just be even more liberated. And forget sadness, because some people fix on sadness still, on the darkness, because they didn't solve their karma. If you didn't, then really ask somebody for help to do it fast, or just disconnect, you know? It's like I am this type of electric transformer, and I really do it like fast. That's why it's painful for people, and many people are shocked, and you know, then they come back later when they resonated enough with the thing, and they are always thankful. But you can do it to yourself too. Just kick your ass, you know? We need to like be really precise, because timing is the most important, you see? To me, as this woman which has enormous intuition and can foresee things, to have things to do with a person or a partner who is missing on timing, is so frustrating, you know? Because I know that there are things for certain time, and then when it's not manifesting, then you have to still like have the karma of it, you know, because things, they have their cycles, they have their timings, and then it takes years and unhappy years for what? So people need to get to really open the hearts and then follow the hearts. And then at the moment, if you are really on this new octave, you are not going to feel hurt by anything. You see,
exactly. It's
like it's shifting. So let's say if you're on another octave, you have nothing to do anymore with your emotional body. The emotional age of the soul is already grown up. You see, we are old souls. Old soul now can totally relax. You see?
Yes, and we are going to make this world a better place.
Let's try. You know? Let's try to have some good time finally. And dance together.
Dance is very important to express your emotions.
Dance is a really great therapy for everybody, and it's really sometimes better than sex. And by you know, dancing in a nice place with nice people, you can feel that you were really tender with everybody. So yes, really, for everybody, dancing is the best way to heal yourself.
Yes. Let's all dance and heal each other. I want to thank everybody for listening for this beautiful, beautiful time together with Miranda Plusser. Thank you, Miranda. Your love has really reached the listeners.
Ciao, everybody.
Au revoir. Thank you. Namaste. Love and light. And I will be back next week with a new interesting guest. Namaste.